This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver International Airport has more flight cancellations today. Nearly 300 flights into or out of DIA have been canceled so far. The majority are on Southwest Airlines, which continues to see disruptions nationwide because of its scheduling system. Yesterday, DIA officials said they will review the airline's operations as well as those of Frontier and United Airlines. Xcel Energy says about 4,500 customers are without power along the Front Range this morning. Heavy, wet snow overnight knocked trees and power lines down. Xcel says crews are on site at many outage locations trying to restore service. Last night's storm dropped more than 7 inches of snow around the Denver metro. About 9 inches fell in Boulder. The National Weather Service says it isn't expecting any more snow to fall as temperatures rise throughout the day today. Although wildfires are occurring more frequently, Congressman Joe Neguse says many homeowners are finding it hard to purchase adequate insurance to help them recover in the aftermath of events like the Marshall Fire.
Clearly, this is an issue that should be on the minds of policymakers in Washington. It's been an uphill battle convincing folks to take it as seriously as I think we need to take it.
Neguse says one possibility is to create federally backed wildfire insurance similar to the National Flood Insurance Program. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is almost 2023, and why not donate to the radio station that you rely on to help you make sense of the news you hear every day? Journalism like this is only possible because of community support from people like you, and thank you. Coming up, it's Here and Now. It is 12:06.